Today's daf is Vachem Daf Tzadik Zayin. And we are at the first wide line on Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, the two dots, Echad Kachei Kadoshim V'chul. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, V'chavim Miriam Basmalka Freda, and Shloima Ben Chayalea. So we're moving along in the 11th Perek of Meseches Vachem, Perek Dam Chatos, which deals with some of the unique halachos that the Torah mentions in Parshas Tzav, in the Parsha of Zois Torah Sachatas. Specifically, the first part of the Perek dealt with the halacha that states, V'asheyize midoma al habeged, asheyize oleo, techabes b'makom kodesh. That if dam of a carbon chatas goes on a beged, there's a mitzvah to wash the beged, b'makom kodesh. The latter part of the perek discusses the halacha, which is mentioned in the very next pasuk, there in Parshas Tzav. Uklicheres asher tevushal bo yishaver, ve'im beklina choshes bushala, u'moirak v'shutaf b'moyim. In the event that a carbon chatos is cooked, so if it's cooked in an earthenware keli, in a klicheres, yishaver, the Torah says you have to break that keli. If the chatos was cooked in klina choshes, you don't have to break it. There's some sort of hagala, there's some sort of kashering process that you can do, and it's referred to in the Torah as umayrak v'shutaf b'mayim, what's known in the Mishnah, in the sugyas, as merika u'shtifa. Now, there's a fundamental difference between the halacha that was mentioned in the very beginning of the perek, dam chatos that goes on a beged requires kibbutz, and the halacha that's discussed in the latter part of the perek, and that is dam chatos that's cooked in a klicheres yishaver, and a chatos that's cooked in a klina choshes umarek v'shutaf b'mayim. And the difference is, the first halacha is true only by a carbon chatos. The second halacha is true not only by a carbon chatos. Meaning, both of these halachas are mentioned in the parsha of the Torah that talks about the carbon chatos. It's mentioned in the parsha of Zois Torah Sachatos, stating that one of these halachas are taka unique only to the carbon chatos. The other is true for Shar Kachim as well. Now, is it true for all kachim, or is it true for some kachim? So that was already discussed in the end of the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Hei Amid Beis, and it's really on that topic that today's daf begins. The Mishnah had very, very curtly mentioned, it's a machlokes tanon, echad kachim kadoshim, the echad kachim kalim, to une merika u'shtifa. Specifically, as it relates to merika u'shtifa, says the Mishnah, the shita of the Tanakhama is that it's true for all kachim kadoshim, and it's true for all kachim kalim. Reb Shimon says, kachim kalim, ain to una merika u'shtifa, that kachim kalim does not require merika u'shtifa. In other words, say the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, and Sai Reb Shimon agree that the halacha of merika u'shtifa is not true only by a carbon chatos, like we just mentioned. Okay, how broadly then is it applied? That's already machlokes. According to the Tanakama / Chachamim, it's true for all kachim kadoshim and all kachim kalim. Bekitzer, it's true for all kachim. According to Reb Shimon, it's only true for kachim kadoshim. It's not true for kachim kalim. Regardless, on that note, the Gemara is going to begin with a brisa that A is going to put a name to the face. So we're going to get a name now for the Tanakama / Chachamim that were mentioned in our Mishnah. Additionally, we'll see some of the Mekoiris and how it is that the Tanakama and Reb Shimon came to their position respectively. Zokta Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, a Braisa, and the Makar to this Braisa, Rashi says, is a Teiras Koyanim, Chatos. It says, Chatos. Where does it say? Chatos, Daber El Aharon Ve'El Bon of Lemar, Zois Teiras Achatos. And in that parish of Zois Teiras Achatos, the Torah tells me the Alachim Riku Shtifa. Say, in the El Achatos, I would think that the Alachim Riku Shtifa is only true for a Karben Chatos. Kala Kachim Inayim. How do I know that it's true not only by a Karben Chatos, but it's true by all Kachim as well? Well, Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says Kodesh Kadoshim Hi. So one of the psukim in the parish of Zois Teres Achatos is Kol Zachar BaKoyhanim Yoichal Oisa Kodesh Kadoshim Hi. Now we know Achatos is Kodesh Kadoshim. So why did Torah have to say Kodesh Kadoshim Hi to be marba that not only is the halacha of Merika Ushtifa true by the carbon chatos, but it's true by kol kachim. Now it's interesting. We're being marba all kachim from the words kodesh kadashim. You would think from the words kodesh kadashim, you could only be marba kodesh kadashim. We'll see. That is one of the opinions in the Braisa, but it's not the shita of the first opinion. Rather, from the fact that it says kodesh kadashim hi we marba, not only a carbon chatos, but we marba all kachim as well. Yochashani marba es ha-truma. You would think that we should be marba even truma, meaning even truma that's cooked in a clean chayshes, there should be halacha of meriku shtifa. Tamaloymar, the Torah says oisa kol zachar bekoyhanim yoichal oisa kodesh kadashim hi oisa is coming to be mamayit. What's it coming to be mamayit? Prat the truma divi Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is the first shita mentioned in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though the halacha meriku shtifa said in the parish of the karmen chatas, but from the fact that it says kodesh kadashim hi we marba all kachim, you would think be marba even truma. Reb Shimon says, "Kachik Adashim Tuna Mariku Shtifa Kachim Kalam Ain Tuna Mariku Shtifa." It's only Kachik Adashim that requires Mariku Shtifa. Kachim Kalam does not require Mariku Shtifa. This Reb Shimon is, of course, the Reb Shimon of our Mishnah. How do I know that? Tichsev Kodesh Kadashim and Kachik Adashim in Kachim Kalam Lai. Because what's the riboy to be marba more than just the carbon chatos? Kodesh Kadashim. Oh, if the riboy is Kodesh Kadashim, like we said a second ago, then you could only be marba Kodesh Kadashim. You can't be marba Kachim Kalam. Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. How did Rabbi Yehuda know to be marba from Kodesh Kadashim, even Kachim Kalam? L'chay Rabbi Shimon saying, good, Kodesh Kadashim should be marba Kodesh Kadashim. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Because from the fact that the Torah said the word Oisa, which Rabbi Yehuda understands as coming to be Mamaya Truma, Mechlata Kachim Kalam, Tuna Mariku Ishtifa. If you need Oisa to be Mamaya Truma, well then for sure, Kachim Kalam is included. Because if even Kachim Kalam is not included, Kal V'chayim Truma is not included. Kachim Kalam is more Kaddish than Truma. So if I need a Pasuk to be Mamayit Truma, that's a very roundabout way of saying that Kachim Kalam is included. Now, where is Kachim Kalam included? Must be. When it says Kodesh Kadashim, it means the rabbis, even Kachim Kalam. For Reb Shimon Amalach, what's Reb Shimon going to respond to that? Meaning, if Reb Yehuda's right, then Reb Shimon now needs to be miyashev. Why would the Torah have to tell me oisa lemutei truma if even kachim kalam is excluded? Reb Shimon is going to tell me that oisa is actually coming to exclude, but something else. It's not coming to exclude truma. In fact, oisa kida amrinon. It's coming to exclude what we already said it's coming to exclude. Now, when did we already say oisa is coming to exclude anything? So Rashi takes us down memory lane. It was three dafin ago. And daf tzadik gimel amud alef, the Gemara said that from the word oisa, we learn that only chatos that's kosher is included in this halacha. If, however, it's pasul, even if it had a shasa kosher and became pasul later, the halacha is it's going to be included. Oisa is not coming to be mema'et truma, according to Reb Shimon. It's coming to be mema'et in the event that it was pasul, even if it was kosher v'nifsala. As a result, the kasha is not a kasha. What was the kasha? If you're going to tell me that even kachim kalam is excluded, why do I need oisa lemeute truma? According to Reb Shimon, oisa is in fact not coming lemeute truma. The bottom line is, this braisa is the slightly expanded version of the machloikis that we had in our Mishnah. Again, in our Mishnah we had two shitas. We had the shita of the Tanakama / Chachamim, and the sheet of Reb Shimon. The Tanakama / Chachamim hold that even though the halacha Mariku Shtifa said in the parish of Chatos, but really it's true for all kachim, echad kachim kadashim, echad kachim kalam. Reb Shimon said kachim kalam ain't tuna Mariku Shtifa. It's true for all kachim kadashim, but it's not true for kachim kalam. What do we see in this braisa? Number one, a name to the face. Who is the Tanakama / Chachamim? It's Reb Yehuda. That's the first thing that you see. Additionally, what we see over here is the mekoyros to this machloikis. The reason Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's true for all kachim is because the Torah says, Kodesh Kadashim, he in the parasha, L'rabbis, not only Kodesh Kadashim, but the rabbis all Kachim. Reb Shimon says it's true, it says Kodesh Kadashim. That's Marba Kachim Kadashim. But Mehechatesi to be Marba Kachim Kalam. What's Takib Shan and Rabbi Huda? It's very funny that from the word Kodesh Kadashim, you would be Marba even Kachim Kalam. It's because it also says Oysa. And Oysa, Rabbi Huda understood, is coming to me with my Trum. If you're going to tell me that even Kachim Kalam is a smite from Kodesh Kadashim, then I don't need Oysa to be my Truma. So Oysa is a Gilui that Kodesh Kadashim is being Marba, not only Kachim Kadashim, it's coming to be Marba Kachim Kalam as well. Reb Shimon holds Kedam Marin, like the Gemara said at Tzat, Gimel Amid Aleph, that Oysa is coming to be Mayit something else. It's not coming to be Mayit Truma. If it's not coming to be Mayit Truma, then Kodesh Kadashim, I could tell you, is being Marba only Kachim Kadashim. It's not being Marba Kachim Kalam. So what's the machloikis between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon? The machloikis is Kachim Kalam. Do they require Mariko Shtifa? Do they not require Mariko Shtifa? According to Reb Yehuda, who is the first opinion in the Mishnah inside the Kehamud Beis, Mariko Shtifa is true for all Kachim, even Kachim Kalam. According to Reb Shimon, it's only true for Kachim Kadashim. It's not going to be true for Kachim Kalam. But one thing is clear. Everybody agrees that Truma does not require Mariko Shtifa, right? That's a very, very clear thing. That Truma not. The Shaila is Kachim Kalam. But as it relates to Truma, not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a mefurish a pasuk. Oysa is coming to be mema'i truma. According to Reb Shimon, you don't even need a pasuk because according to Reb Shimon, even kachem kalam is excluded. Certainly truma is going to be excluded. But it's on that point that truma is outside looking in as it relates to the laws of Mariko Shtifa that this last piece of Gemara before the Mishnah is going to focus on. Is that true that Truma doesn't require Shtifa Mariko, also known as Mariko Shtifa? Vatanya, we learned in a Braisa. Now this Braisa that the Gemara is about to bring is what we'd refer to as Chulin 101. In fact, it's quoted in Chulin Daf Tzadik Zayin Amad Aleph, Chulin Daf Kuf Yod Aleph Amad Beis, which if you've ever learned the sugyas of Basav Chalav and Taruvis, or if you've ever learned Masechtas Chulin, that is like prime real estate, Masechtas Chulin. This is the thick of the laws of Basav Chalav Taruvis. This is halacha everybody in the world knows. Kiderish Nepisho Babas Leiv Ashav Chalav. If you have a pot that was used to cook basar, meaning a fleshik a pot, you're not allowed to cook melechiks. The imbisha, let's say you went ahead and you did it, but nice in time. So depending on how much milchiks you have relative to the fleshiks, depending on the ratio, that's going to determine whether you have a problem or you don't have a problem. Meaning, if the basar is being nice and tam b'chalav, then you have an issue. If not, you're not going to have an issue. Truma. The same halacha is true regarding truma. If someone has a pot, shabishal b'truma le'yivash b'chulin, you shouldn't cook chulin. Ve'im bishal, and if you went ahead and you cooked chulin in this pot, b'nois and tam. If there's enough truma in the blias of the pot to be nois and tam into the chulin, well then you have to treat it like truma. You can't just go ahead and eat it. If you're a kohen, you could, but let's say you're not a kohen, you won't be able to eat it. If not, not. But what do you see from here? You see from here that the laws of hagolas kelim relate to truma just like they relate to all machalos asuros. Kidera shebishal ba truma lo yevashal ba chulin. If that's the case, break the Gemara, how could it be that there's no halacha of Mariko Ushtifa when it comes to Truma? If you see that Chulin 101 applies to Truma, then L'chaira, the laws of Mariko Ushtifa should apply to Truma as well. Now the truth is, we didn't really learn the halachas of Mariko Shtifa yet. It's going to be the topic of today's daf. So at the end of today's daf, hopefully we'll be a little bit more intelligent in the topic Bechlal of Mariko Shtifa. But the Gemara's Kasha right here is based on one obvious hanacha. And that is that for sure you would think the laws of Mariko Shtifa have something to do with the laws of Blias and Platus and Hagolas Kelim. How so? The Pashup Shad is because Kachim, we know, if it sits around too long, becomes nicer. So if you have a piece of basar kachim, and you're supposed to eat it, kachim kadashim, a day and a night, or kachim kalim, 2 days and a night, and now that statute of limitations, that amount of time that the Torah grants you to eat it passes. If you would eat it, you would be over nisa deraisna. You'd even be chayiv karis. It's what's known as nicer. In the halacha of Mariko Shtifa, lies a very, very big hanacha. And that is that just like a be'en of basar kachim becomes noiser if it's time that you were supposed to have eaten it or been makter, it passes. The same is true if it's balua inside the keli. It would become noiser as well. Which means that really the fact that you have to go ahead and you have to kasher a keli, that you cook kachem inside of it, is related to underlying halacha, which states that if you're not going to do that, you're going to end up with plius of noise. So if you're going to have plius of noise, you're going to have yourself a problem. That means at its core, mariko ishtifa, you would think, is related to the halacha machalas asuris. Well, if that's the case, and I know from the b'raisa mesechtes chulin, that k'derish bishol ba truma lo yivashol ba chulin, well, there's no way in the world that there can't be a halacha of mariko ishtifa by truma. There has to be. Because to the extent you're not going to do mariko ishtifa, you're going to end up with plius of truma in the pot, and if you can end up with plius in truma in the pot, it's not a hefkevelt that you're allowed to just go ahead now and cook chulin, because you're going to end up with a situation. So tainus the Gemara, that what do you mean there's no halacha of mariko ishtifa when it comes to truma? That almost sounds like there's no laws of hagalas kelim when it comes to truma. And I know from a mefurish abraisa, from a sechtes chulin, that that's in fact not the case, that which would be mechayev some din of agolas kelim when it comes to truma. And if that's the case, if you cook truma in a pot, for sure there should be a sugya of mariko shnifa. So the Gemara now is going to give three terutzim to this kasha. They're all coming from the same vein, but it's three terutzim. Amar Abayi is the first terutz. Loi tzricha. You want to know what Chazal meant when they said there's no halacha mariko shtifa when it comes to truma. What they meant was elo the amamrat. They meant the following halacha: bishul b'miksas kli tam mariko shtifa kolakli. That in the event that a little bit of the keli was cooked with kachim, so you have to do mariko shtifa on the entire kli. That's a chiddush, because if you only cooked with a little bit of kli, so there's only a little bit of the keli that has blias inside of it. Why do I have to go now and do mariko shtifa on the entire kli? That's a chiddush. That's a special chiddush in the sugya mariko shtifa that really transcends what mariko shtifa is predicated on, which is the fact that there's blias over here. That chiddush, that even if you only cooked with mixas kli, you have to do mariko shtifa on the entire kli, it's that we say hachuma lo yitzarech ela makom bishul. That's not true for truma, because by truma, all you would have to do is you would have to kasher the makom bishul. But anachinami, you would have to kasher the makom bishul, because k'der shabishul, but truma lo yivashul b'chulun. Rav Amar, Rav said, lo yitzricha elu l'dam amar. I'll tell you where it's negay, that there's no din mariko shtifa when it comes to truma, the following halacha. It says in the Torah, b'moyim. So where does it say that? Umoyrak v'shutaf b'moyim. And we learn from the fact that the Torah says mariko shtifa has to be done with water, but loy b'yayin, you can't do mariko shtifa with wine. B'mayim, another halacha we learn from the word b'mayim, but loy b'mazug, it can't even be with diluted wine that has a lot of water inside of it. Still not going to be okay. Has to be 100% pure, unadulterated water, right? But what's the point? The point is that when it comes to mariko shtifa, there's a special gzeres hakasav that has to be done with water. Huh. However, when it comes to truma, I feel a bit yayin, I feel a bit mazik. There's no halacha that has to be with water. You can do it with wine. You can do it with yayin mazik. But in a chinami, you would have to do some form of marika shtifa. And the reason is because the laws of blis or platas relate to truma, like the Brisa said, k'derish shembisha by truma v'yavasha b'chulon. Rabbi bar ula amar, he said a third time. It's tzricha elo amar. It's negay the following halacha. Mariko shtifa b'tzoynein. So we're going to see this in the Hemshech of today's daf. But we'll see, Rebbe Shita is that anytime mariko shtifa was done, so it was a two-step process. First, mariko shtifa was done, and that was done with cold water. And then afterwards, or beforehand, there was also a hagala process that was done with hot water. But there's two components. There's the tzoynein chelik, and there's the chamin chelik. The mariko shtifa itself has to be b'tzoynein. In addition to that, there's hagala that was done b'chamin. That chiddush, then in addition to the hagala b'chamin, you also have to do this mariko shtifa b'tzoynein. That's true only by kachim, abaha, filo b'chamin, as it relates to truma. There's no halacha of tzoynein. You could just do it straight up with chamin, and that in of itself is going to be enough. But the Gemara says, "Handich lamadam mariko shtifa b'tzoynein." This last teretz, Rabbi Barula, only works if you hold mariko shtifa tak is done b'tzoynein. Elamanda ama mariko b'chamin u'shtifa b'tzoynein ma'yikalamem. This mandam that holds that the mariko was done b'chamin, it's only the shtifa that was done b'tzoynein. So according to that manda amar, it comes out that there is no mariko b'tzoynein when it comes to kachim. All it is b'chamin. And if truma also needs agala, which means b'chamin, so it comes out truma is the same. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. I'll tell you where it's negay. It's negay. The shtifa, yaseira. It's still negay. The shtifa. Even the mandama that holds mariko b'chamin or shtifa b'tzoynein holds only the mariko is b'chamin. But the shtifa still has to be b'tzoynein. That chiddush that you have to do a ma'isa shtifa b'tzoynein, that's the chiddush of Mariko Shtifa, that's true only Bekachem, that's not going to be true Betruma. So the Gemara had a kasha. The Gemara said, you're telling me there's no Mariko Shtifa Betruma? That seems to suggest there's no Blias of Platus and Ilchas Truma. It's a Mefurisha Braisa, the famous Braisa in Chulin. Kederisha Bishop Abbas Levash Bechalav and Bishop Benoisim Tam, Truma Levash Bechalav and Bishop Benoisim Tam. And for the Gemara, Avada, there's a Hagala process when it comes to Truma. Avada, there's a Hagala process. But the Chidushim of Mariko Shtifa that you have in Kachim, those Chidushim you don't have by Truma. What are the Chidushim? Abaya threw out a Chiddush, Rava threw out a Chiddush, and Rabbi Barula threw out a Chiddush. Abaya's Chiddush was that in Mariko Shtifa by Kachem, you see that even if you're a Mavashal Mixas Keli, you have to do Mariko Shtifa for the entire Keli. That transcends the basic halachas of Agolas Keli. That's not true by Truma. And that's what Chazal meant when they said Oysa, or according to Rav Shimon, Misvara, that Truma is going to be excluded. Rava said it's Negeya, that Mariko Shtifa has to be done by Moyim. It's Exeris Akasa. You can't use wine, you can't use diluted wine. When it comes to Truma, Avada, you have to kasher it, but you can kasher it with wine. You can kasher it with diluted wine. Rabbi Barula said it's negay, this halach of tzaynin. There's a special dim, Mariko Shtifa has to be done with tzaynin. That's true only by kachem with his halach of Mariko Shtifa. That is not going to be true when it comes to Truma. Moving along, another Mishnah. This is really going to get into the basic halachas of Mariko Ushtifa. Rab Tarfin Oimer, Rab Tarfin said, Bishul Betchilas HaRegel, Yevachol Boi Kol HaRegel. Rab Tarfin said that if it's Yontif, and there's a lot of Kabbanah being brought on Yontif, and the Kehanim cooked with clean Chayshas on Yontif. So you would think, after they finish cooking, Umayrek Veshuta Bamayim, you have to do the Mariko Ushtifa. Says Rab Tarfin, no. The whole yontif counts as one long cooking. Bishol betchilas haregel, yevashol by kol haregel, and at the end of yontif, then you'll do the Mariko Shtifa. The chachamim say no. Ad zman achila Mariko Shtifa. You have to do the Mariko Shtifa by the soif zman achila. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Another halacha. Mariko, what's the taicha Mariko? It's kemerika sakois. Ushtifa, what's the taicha of shtifa? It's kishtifa sakois. So what's Mariko? Oh, Mariko sakois. What's Shtifa? It's Shtifa Sakois. Does that help you? So, without Rashi, I don't think so. Rashi says, I'll tell you what this means. The Gemara is actually referring to a Sugi Masechtas Brachas, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, that talks about a Koishal Bracha. A Koishal Bracha, everybody knows, before you use, you're supposed to wash the Kois. And the Gemara says, over there, Masechtas Brachas, that it requires Hadacha Bifnim Ushtifa Bachotz. You have to rinse the inside of the Keli, and you also have to rinse the outside of the Keli. Mirika means the inside of the Keli, Kimirika Sakois, like the sugya says that a koishal bracha, that's the koishal bracha requires hadacha b'fneim, that's merika, and that's what the Torah means when it says umayrak. Veshutaf is referring to the shtifa mibachotz that's mentioned over there in the sugya mesachtas brachas, and that's kishtifa sakois. So merika shtifa means you rinse it. You rinse the inside of the keli, and you rinse the outside of the keli. Okay. Another halacha, the Mishnah says, Mariko Shtifa B'tzayinin. Mariko and Shtifa were both done with cold water. We saw that in the last Gemara right before the Mishnah. Hashvud, the Ha'askala, these were different kalim that were used for roasting kachin in the Beis HaMikdash, Magilim Lechamin. Those things were not used when it came to kasher with tzayinin, but rather Bechamin had to be used with ha-water. Either way, there's a lot to unpack. The first part of the Mishnah mentioned the Machloikis, Reb Tarfin and the Chacham. Reb Tarfin said, as much as there's a halacha of if in the clean nechosh spushala umorak veshuta bamoyim, but bishom betchilas haregel yevashel boy kol haregel. The Chacham say no. Ad zman achila mariko shtifa. Chacham say that you have to wait until the zman achila, and it's by the zman achila that you have to go and you have to do the Mariko Shtifa. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss the Sheet of Reb Tarfin. The Gemara is going to discuss the Sheet of the Chacham. First, we're going to discuss the Sheet of Reb Tarfin, then the Sheet of the Chacham. The reason we're going to do it in that order, because that's the order that the Mishnah brings it in. First, the Mishnah mentions Reb Tarfin, and then the Mishnah mentions the Chacham. But I think we could appreciate Reb Tarfin's Sheet if we do a little spoiler alert, and we understand the drop better, the Sheet of the Chacham. The Chachamim say, Ad Zman Achila Mariko Shtifa. The Gemara is going to say that the Sheet of the Chacham is that the Mariko Shtifa always had to be done by the Soif Zman Achila of the food that was cooked inside this keli. So for example, if it's a karban chatas, which is the pshutei shel mikra, what the pasuk is referring to, even though it's negeya other kachim as well. But let's say you cook the karban chatas in this kli nechayshes. So karban chatas was nechel yoyim v'layla, right? You have the rest of the day and that night to eat it. So you go to the soifs manachila, and it's by the soifs manachila that you go ahead and you cook it. Now we're going to see in the Gemara, Tosfos is going to bring two gear sois in the Gemara, whether they used to do it mamish by the soifs manachila, or they waited for the soifs manachila to pass, and it's then they did it. It's based on two different gear sois in the Gemara. But either way, it was done around the time of the soifs manachila. So as soon as the soifs manachila happens, it's then that you have to go ahead, and you have to do this mariko shtifa. Rav Tarfin says that it's true every day of the year with the exception of Yontif. When it comes to Yontif, Bishl Mitchila Saregel, you cook a chatas on the first day Yontif, you vashel by kol regel, keep on cooking, it's fine. You don't have to worry about it until the end of Yontif. By the end of Yontif, then it's going to be an issue, and the Gemara jumps on Rav Tarfin and says, my time at the Rav Tarfin, what's Pshan Rav Tarfin? If ordinarily the halacha is, like the Chachamim said, Atzman Achila Mariko Shtifa, so why Yontif is it going to be different? So the Gemara says, the Amakra, I'll tell you why. Because the Pasuk says, Upanisa Baboiker, V'alachta L'Oyolecha. This is a very interesting Pasuk. This Pasuk is in Parshas Re'e, Dvarim Perek Tezayim Pasuk Zayin. Uvishalta v'achalta b'makam hashtiv chasham l'kecha boy. Ufanisa v'aboyker v'alachtel oyalech. The pasuk over there is talking about the carbon Pesach. So you're going to come to the Beis Hamikdash. You're going to bring the carbon Pesach. You're going to finish bringing the carbon. You're going to eat it. You're going to wake up in the morning, and you're going to go home. Now, are you allowed to go home the morning after you ate the carbon Pesach? No. And the reason is because it's the first day Yontif, and if it's Yontif, you are going to presumably outside the Tchum, right? And if that's the case, you're going to have no ability to go home. So when the Torah says, Ufanisa baboiker v'halachta l'oyalecha, it can't really mean the next morning. Okay, so what then does it mean? It means the next morning that you're going to be able to go home. But this boiker, which literally means the next morning when the sun rises, really means sometime later. Hakosav Asan Lekulam Boiker Echad. Rav Tarfin said that you see from here that when the Torah said Boiker, the Torah meant that the entire Yontif, from the first night until the end of Yontif, is treated like one day. Where do you see that? Because the morning, not after you ate the Karban Pesach, but the morning Nuch Yontif is considered the next morning. Of Isis, it's all one big day. If it's all one big day, so I don't have to do the Mariko Shtifa until the Seif's Man Achila. When's the Seif's Man Achila? Nuch Yontif. That's why I have until Yontif to do it. So Bishul B'tchilas Regla, Vash Moy Kala Regla, you know why? Because we look at the entire Yontif as being one day. Now, there's a long Tosfos here, Dibra Maschel Ufanisa Babaikas. The second Tosfos on the Yomid, where Tosfos asks a very obvious kasha. Tosfos says that we just said that when it says in the Torah, Ufanisa Babaikas V'alach Delo Yolech, it can mean the next morning, literally. Because the next morning, you're presumably outside the Tchon. Must be, it means the day after the Yontif. Frank Taisa, how'd you jump from the next morning until the day after Yontif? Maybe it's the first day Chol Hamoed. First day Chol Hamoed, there's no issur to go outside the Tchum, right? A lot of Chol Hamoed trips involve going outside the Tchum. There's no problem of Tchumen when it comes to Chol Hamoed. So maybe when it says, Ufanis Nebabayk V'alach Tolei Alech, it means the second day Yontif. What is Chol Hamoed, right? But Mechatesi, the whole Yontif is considered one day. Maybe that first day, okay, so you get an extra day. But Mecha Tesi, it's the entire Yontif, it's Tosis Kasha, Ayin Tosis, Tosis as a Terence. But anyway, this is Reb Tarfin's Vart. Ufanisa Baboyka Valachta Leolachad is a Chiddish, that the entire Yontif is a Yoy Ma'arichta. Roshan is a Yoy Ma'arichta. The entire Pesach, the entire Yontif, Reb Tarfin knows, and it's true for all Yom Tov, is going to be considered a Yoy Ma'arichta. Maskal for Rachta by Barami, but Reb Achta by Barami asked two Bumba Kachem de Gakashas. If he said, if that's the case, for he ain't Pigle Berega, there should be no halacha pigle. There should be no halacha of noiser. What does it mean there should be no halacha pigle? There should be no halacha of chutz l'zmanai. Because there's no chutz l'zmanai, Bazai. If the whole yontif is one day, what's chutz l'zmanai? If a kohen is doing the avodah on the first day yontif, he has a mind, he's going to eat it 3 days later. 3 days later is still not even morning yet. It's not yet Right? It's not yet ufan nisa babayker. There should be no noiser. Noiser means once the soif zman achila passes, it's not soif zman achila until the end of yom. Now, you tell me efshataka. Maybe according to Reb Tarfin, the bishul mitchilas regel bash by kol regel. There's no alach amrika shtifa until the end of yontif. Maybe there's no chutzlus manay on yontif, and maybe there's no noiser. But the gemara says even though it's a gishmak ahava mina, but it's factually incorrect. Because vatanya we learned to the brayz from Nassim, Reb Nassim said like Amr Reb Tarfin el zubelvad. Reb Tarfin only said his alacha with regards to Marika Shtifa. He never said it with regards to the other halachas. Ella, you have to say Pshana Reb Tarfin must be something else. Again, if Pshana Reb Tarfin is Xeris HaKasim, then it would be true for Pigel and Oyser as well. And we know it's not true. Must be Pshana is based on something Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Baravua. The Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Rabba Baravua, Kol Yoim V'Yoim Nasagil L'Chaveri. The reason Reb Tarfin holds that Bishom b'tchilas haregel yavash b'kol haregel is because on Yontif they used to bring so many karbanas. Specifically, Rashi says they used to bring a bunch of shlamims, and the reason they brought so many shlamims is because they brought the shalmi chagiga and they brought the shalmi simcha. Right, so there were a bunch of shlamims that were being brought over Yontif. So what happened was, it was very unlikely that in the event that somebody could kachin, it was ever going to come lidei noiser that there should be an obligation for us to be proactive now and do Marika Shtifa. Again, Marika Shtifa is predicated on the fact that the Blia inside the Keli is going to become noiser. It's something that was highly unlikely on Yontif. And the reason is, just play it out. It's the first day Yontif. You went ahead and you cooked the Karmel Chatas, right? Let's start with the Chatas, because the Ikupach Marika Shtifa is talking about a Karmel Chatas. At some point that day, you're going to end up cooking a Shlomim. When you cook a Shlomim, the Shlomim is going to be Maflit the Chatas, and now the pot is going to be Bailea the Shlomim. That blia of Shlomim is not going to become noiser for another 2 days, because Shlomim is kachim galim, and it's 2 days and a night. The next day you're going to end up cooking another Shlomim, the next day another Shlomim. Even if you throw in a chattas in between, and a chattas does become noiser from day to day, but there's always going to be Shlomims, Rashi says. And the Shlomims always buys you a buffer. It always gives you an extra day. As a result, the chances of these blias ever becoming noiser are highly unlikely. It's misvara that Reb Tarfin said. Either way, so Reb Tarfin said a chiddush that when it comes to Yontif, you don't have to do Marika Shtifa until the end of Yontif. First, the Gemara thought it's based on Xeris HaKosev. Ufanisa Babaikar HaKosev HaSan L'Kulam Baikarech. But the Gemara said, if that's true, there should be no Pigel or Noiser either. And we know Reb Tarfin Mefurish said not that way. Must be Pshat in Reb Tarfin is based on a Svara, Kol Yoim V'Yoim Nasa Gia L'Chaver. The Chachamim argued with Reb Tarfin in the Mishnah. The Chachamim said, Ad Zman Achilo Merika Ushtifa. My Kamar. So the Gemara says, what exactly do the Chachamim mean? So we already spoiled this when we read the Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Rabu. Again, Rav Nachman, in the name Rabba Rabu, he is the Mar the Shmaita here. He said, Mamten Lo Ad Zman Achilo V'Hado Avala Merika Ushtifa. You wait until the Zman Achilo, and then you do the Merika Ushtifa. So you always have to wait until the Zman Achilo. It's true every day, and it's true on Yontif as well. Now, we mentioned that Tosfos said this two Gersois had to read this Gemara. So if you look at the last Tosfos on the Yom, Dibra Maschel, Mamtin Lohem Kol Zman Achilo, V'hadar Oven Meriku Ishlifa. So Tosfos in the Dibra Maschel had the Gersa, not Mamtin Lo Ad Zman Achilo, but Mamtin Lohem Kol Zman Achilo, which sounds like you wait for the entire Zman Achilo to pass, and it's afterwards that you go ahead and do it. Then Tosfos brings that there's another Gersa that says not you wait the entire Zman Achilo, but you wait until the Soif Zman Achilo. But you have to chaparayim before the Soif Zman. In Tosfos and in the Achronim for a little bit of a discussion on that inyan. Says the Gemara, not immediately. What's the makar that you're supposed to do Mariku Shtifa by the Soif Zman Achilo? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Yochanan, it's Mishum Abba Yossi Ben Abba. The pasuk says umorek v'shutaf. That's the pasuk Mariku Shtifa. And the very next pasuk says uksiv kol zocher bekayhanim yoichal oisa kodesh kadoshim he. Oh, ketzad. Meaning the Torah juxtaposes Mariku Shtifa and the pasuk that says that the chatas was eaten by zichrei kohuna. Why did the Torah put them together? To teach me that the zman of Mariku Shtifa is related to the zman achila. Mamten lo ad zman achila. V'hadar avid l'mariku shtifa, and it's then that you do the mariku shtifa. Now the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said mariku k'mariku sakayis u'shtifa k'shtifa sakayis. Rashi already explained what that means in the Mishnah, and then said mariku shtifa b'tzaynein. Mariku shtifa had to be done b'tzaynein. So the Gemara now is going to bring a brisa that's going to mention another opinion. Number one, initially elaborate on this inyan a little bit. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the brisa mariku shtifa b'tzaynein. The very Rabbi said mariku shtifa is b'tzaynein. The Chachamim say mariku b'chamin. No, mariku is b'chamin. Rabbanan. Ushtiva betzayinin. It's only shtiva that was done betzayinin. My time is the Rabbanan. What's pshat in the Rabbanan that hold that Marika has to be done bechamim? Midi havi akuliyar of the kechavim. What do you mean? Like all kashering. Anytime you kasher, what does it mean guliyar of the kechavim? If you buy a keli from a guy and you have to kasher it, so you don't kasher it with cold water, you kasher it with hot water. Everybody knows that. So this too, the Marika has to be done with hot water. The Rebbe Amalach, Rebbe's going to respond. I know guliyar of the kechavim was done with hot water, and in fact, hagolah loy kamina. You think I think that when you kasher this keli, you're going to kasher it with anything other than hot water? Of course not. Ki kamina lemerika ushtifa debaser agala. I hold that in addition to kashering with hot water, there's a special din, there's a special action you have to take. That's called merika ushtifa, and that action, merika ushtifa, that was done with cold water. V'rabbanon, what did the Rabbanon hold? In Cain, if it's true that in addition to the Hagolah Bechamen, there was also Merika Ushtifa that was done, and both of them were done with cold water, then Lichtav Kra, Oy Moirak Moirak, Oy Shutaf Shutaf. May U Moirak Veshutaf. Shema Mino Merika Bechamen Ushtifa Betzayim. The Rabbana told Rabbi, I hear what you're saying. Good comeback. Meaning, I hear you. Dam Mashatoshif. You answered me very good. Avada, there's a Hagolah Bechamen component here. But you're telling me that the Merika Ushtifa are both being done Betzayim. But I think that for sure, one of the two, the Merika or the Shtifa, is the actual Hagolah. It's what's not being done with Chamin. You know I know that? Because if Merika and Shtifa are both being done with Tzainin, then why the word Merika and the word Shtifa? They should have been both called the same thing. They both should have been called Merika. They both should have been called Shtifa. And by the way, even though we know the Mishnah said Merika is Kemerika Sakois mi Bethnim, and Shtifa is Keshtifa Sakois mi Bechutz, but the Torah could have said Umayrak Umayrak, which would teach me Bethnim Bechutz, or Veshutaf Veshutaf, which would teach me Bethnim Bechutz. Why Umayrak Veshutaf? To me, Umayrak Veshutaf is mashma that there's a fundamental difference between Merika and Shtifa. And you know what the fundamental difference must be? One is hot, one is cold. So I don't think you have to kasher it with hot water and then on top of that do Sai Merika Sai Shtifa inside and outside with cold water. I think what the Torah is telling me is that one of the two is done with the hot water, and that's the Merika, because the Chamin comes first, and the Torah mentions the Merika first. So I think that the Merika, which is the inside, that was done with Chamin, and then afterwards you're going to do it with cold water, and that is going to be the Shtifa. For Rebbe, what's Rebbe going to respond to that? Meaning, if you're telling me that side the Merika and side the Shtifa are both being done with cold water, so why did the Torah just say Umayrak Umayrak over Shutav Veshutav? So Rebbe says, I'll tell you, Aksik Sif Umayrak Umayrak. I mean, I would have thought Trei Zimni Mayrak, Oy Trei Zimni Shutav. I would have thought that you just repeat the same thing twice, rinse and repeat, right? Pun intended. You want to know why the Torah used a Lashon Umayrak and a Lashon Veshutav? Because one of them is inside and one of them is outside. That's why the Torah used two different words. It's not because one's with hot water, one's with cold water. It's because one's inside, one's outside. Had the Torah said Umayrak Umayrak, I would have thought maybe they're both inside, maybe they're both outside. Kamash Malan, one is going to be inside, the other one is going to be outside. So what's the bottom line? How exactly was the Merika Ushtifa done? The Mishnah just said Merika Ushtifa Betzoyne. But in reality, we have a Braisa that mentions a Machloikis. It's the Machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim. And really, really, everybody agrees that the first things first is you had to kasher it without water. There's no shayla you're kashering without water. There's no shayla in the world. Merika Ushtifa Betzayinin, you're first kashering without water. So what's then the shayla? The shayla is the Merika Ushtifa itself. What is that? According to Rebbe, it's both Betzayinin. One's called Merika, one's called Ushtifa because the location is different. The Merika is done mibefnim, the Ushtifa is done mibachotz. So again, the actual Hagolah is being done with Chamin. Then there's a Merika Mibifnim and there's a Shtifa Mibachotz, both of which were done Betzayinin. According to the Chachamim, the Merika itself is the Chamin. So you don't do Chamin in addition to the Merika or Shtifa. The Merika or Shtifa includes it at the Chamin and the Tzayinin. In fact, the reason it's called Merika and Shtifa is not because of the location, but rather it's because the Merika is done b'chamin and the Shtifa is actually being done b'tzayin. So it's a machloikis, number one, procedurally, what was done. According to Rebbe, Hagolah b'chamin, then Merika b'tzayin and Shtifa b'tzayin. According to the Chachamim, Merika b'chamin, Then Shtifa Betzoinein, there's no Hagala that preceded the Mariko Shtifa. Additionally, the Machlokes, we have what the Taich of Mariko and Shtifa is. According to Rabbi, the Taich of Mariko and Shtifa is both Betzoinein. According to the Chachamim, the Taich of Mariko is Bechamim. The Taich of Shtifa is Betzoinein. Not for today, but there is a big piece from Marna Griz, from the Brisker Rabban Sefer in the Rambam, in Hilchis Maisa Karbonis. The Rambam is in Perek Ches Aloch Yudalit, where the Brisker Rav brings from Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim was mesupik. This Mariko Shtifa Betzoyne that you have when it comes to a Korban Chatas, which according to the Chachamim, Reb Yehuda, it's true really for all Kachim. According to Reb Shimon, at the very least, it's true by all Kachim Kadashim. Is that Midine Hagala? Or is that a mitzvah ba'alma to go ahead and do a ma'isa mariko shtifa? Right? After we learn the Gemara, we can appreciate the chakir a little bit better. Meaning, that's pasha you have to catch with the keli. Even Rebbe that said mariko shtifa b'tzoynein is maskim midi dahavi aguli of the kechavim that you have to do a regular hagala. And the hagala is related to the isenoisa, like we've seen so many times throughout the sugya. But the question is this special din of mariko shtifa b'tzoynein, what is that? Is that some ritual that's kachim dig? So there's so many halachas in kachim. So good, chalk this up to another one of such halachas. Or is this really at its core more of like a chulindiga halacha? Is this more of a blias uplatis diga halacha? The mariko shtifa betzoinen, is that midin geulei over the kechavim also? Or is that not midin geulei over the kechavim? That and much, much more is in that very, very long piece from Mar Nagriz. We're going to go like this. Up to Mishnah. Bishop like kachim vechulin, if somebody went and he cooked in a keli, kachim and chulin. I kachim kadashim and kachim kalim. Or you cook kachim kadashim and kachim kalim. So kachim and chulin are completely different. Obviously. Kachim kadashim and kachim kalim are also different in many ways. Number one, there's manachila. Number two, who's allowed to eat it? So there's nafkaminas now in terms of the taruvas of what you just cooked inside this pot. So it says the Mishnah as follows. Im yesh behen benois and tam. If the kachim is able to be nois and tam into the chulin, or if the kachi kadashim is able to be nois and tam into the kachim kalim, hari akalim necholim kichamurin shebehen. So specifically as it relates to kachi kadashim that was cooked together with kachim kalim, if the kachi kadashim is able to be nois and tam into the kachim kalim, you would have to treat the kachim kalim as if it's kachi kadashim, because it has blias of kachi kadashim inside of it. It's nois and tam, so it wasn't able to be mevatel it. So you have to treat it like that davar chamer, meaning it has to be eaten within a certain zman, by certain people, in a certain place, by the way, also, right? It has to be eaten dafkin de azara. So you're going to have to treat it now like kachi kadashim. Additionally, the einon tuuna mariku shtifa, the Gemara is going to clarify what that means, the einon poislim b'maga, and if somebody would, or something, would touch this taruvis, it would not pasal b'maga, it would not be as if it touched that davar chamor in the event that that davar chamor is possible. This is also something that requires just simple hasbara, which the Gemara is going to do. Another halacha, rokik shenaga berokik. So if you have a rokik, literally is a wafer, but a mincha that touched another mincha, or v'chaticha b'chaticha, or a chaticha basar kachem touched another chaticha basar kachem. Says the Mishnah, loy kol harikikin, or some have the girsa, loy kol harokik, v'loy kol hachaticha asura. So you would think that if a rokik touches a rokik, and a chaticha touches a chaticha, a kimta, where one is pasul, the other one is kasher, so the kasher now would become pasul because it touched the pasul. Says the Mishnah, the entire rokik doesn't become pasul. In fact, in a yasa elav makom shabala, it's the place where they touch, where they made contact, where the blia actually happened, where something transmitted from one to the other, that's where you have issues. But the entire rokik, the entire chaticha, that not. Is a very cryptic Mishnah. The Gemara is going to jump right in. My kamar. So again, first part of the Mishnah. Bishel by kachim v'chulin, I kachim kadashim v'kachim kal. So Mishnah said, im yesh ben benoisim tam, if the kachim is being nois and tam in the chulin, or if the kachim kadashim is being nois and tam into the kachim kalin, so you have to treat the kal now as if it's the chamer, right? The chulin you have to treat like it's kachim, the kachim kalin you have to treat like it's kachim kadashim. Number one. Number two, ve'einon tu'una mariko shtifa, doesn't require mariko shtifa. What does that even mean? Ve'einon poisla memaga, which we teached, seems to be saying that if the davar chamer was pasal and someone touches the taruvas now, it would not become pasal. So the Gemara says, my kama, I don't even know how to read it. And the reason the Gemara doesn't know how to read it is for two things. Number one, what does it mean, ve'einon tu'una mariko shtifa? Well, first of all, if you cook kachim with chulin, or Kachik Kadashim or Kachim Kalim, Kachik Kadashim for sure, according to everybody, requires Mariku Shtifa. So if it's Benois and Tam, so for sure you need Mariku Shtifa now. If it was not nois and tam, I could understand why you don't need Mariku Shtifa. Because it's bottled to the Kachim Kalim. Maybe you'll tell me we're going quick to the Mandama that Kachim Kalim doesn't require Mariku Shtifa. We'll see in the Gemara. Or if the kachim was cooked with chulin, okay, chulin for sure doesn't require mariku shtifa. So I understand why there would be no halacha of mariku shtifa. But you're telling me it's benoisen tam, right? Im yesh ben benoisen tam, then einon tuuna mariku shtifa. What? If the kachi kadashim is benoisen tam, of course it would require mariku shtifa. Also, the einon poislam b'maga, what do you mean? If it's benoisen tam and it's pasul, so it was not batal in the taruvas, if it wasn't batal in the taruvas, so then why is it that if something else touches it now, it's not going to become pasul? In other words, the Mishnah said three halachas. Three halachas. One mitzias and three halachas. The mitzias was you cook kachim with chulin, or kachi kadashim and kachim kalin, and it's benoisen tam. So what are the three halachas? Number one, Ariya Kal Nachal and Kichamur in Shebehem. Number two, no Marika Shtifa. Number three, Ein Paisel Memaga. The first halacha we understand. We understand why Akal Nachal and Kichamur in Shebehem. Because there's a double chomer that's not bottle. It's been nice and tam. But Ein Atun Marika Shtifa. What do you mean, Ein Atun Marika Shtifa? If you cook kachim in with chulin, or kachim kadashim or kachim kalim, of course you need Marika Shtifa, else the kachim that's not bottle. And why the Ein Paisel Memaga? If something touches kachim, so now it takes on the status of that kachim, right? So if that's the case, and the kachim is not bottle, so then why would it be Ein Paisel Memaga? This is what the Gemara can't wrap its head around, and because of that, the Gemara is going to do a whole editoru on the Mishnah, which will obviously make everything work. Says the Gemara, "My Kama enters the Bach, Hachi Kama in Yesh Ben Benois and Tam." Here's the edit: Harei Akal Nechal and Kichamurin that we had in the Mishnah. Uteunim, not the Einot Tunim. Uteunim Miriku Shtifa. That makes a lot of sense. Not the Einot Paisel Memaga, but rather. Upaismamaga makes perfect sense. Ain't that been nice and time? Talk about an edit. If, however, it's not nice and time, then ain't a kalim nechalim kechamurin, the ain't tuna marika shtifa, the ain't paismamaga, gewaldig, ah, so no chaza edit, then everything works itself out. Good. Right, we had one case and three halachas, one of which we understood, two of which we didn't understand. But really, after the edit, we have two cases with six halachas. And the three halachas, one is applied to the case that's mentioned, the other two are applied to the case that we inserted via the edit. Everything is good. Faith in Gemara. Have another kasha. Need the kachim kadashim lebo, kachim kalim nibo. One of the halachas that the Mishnah said was that if kachim kadashim was cooked together with kachim kalim and it's ein ben benois and tam based on the edit, then what's the halacha? Ein atun mariku shtifa. Why? So you can tell me, because the kachim kadashim was bottled to the kachim kalim. What's the Gemara's kasha? Gemara's kasha is, forget about kachim kadashim. Kachim kalim also requires mariku shtifa. Right, doesn't kachim kalim require mariku shtifa? Now, is that so pasha that kachim kalim requires mariku shtifa? Hopefully not. That was the first 20 minutes of today's da. So the Gemara is going to revisit it. First, the Gemara is going to bring Abaya's terrors. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, "My ain tunin the kamar kachim kadoshim. Ava kachim kalim tunin menachanami." When the Braisa, or really, when the Mishnah says that if it's not benois and tam, it doesn't require mariku shtifa, it doesn't mean it doesn't require mariku shtifa at all. It means it doesn't require the mariku shtifa of kachim kalim. It requires the mariku shtifa of kachim kadoshim. Now, what's the difference between the two mariku shtifas? Nothing. The difference is the zman, when exactly you did it. You always do it by the soif zman achila. So if it's not benois and tam, so it comes out we view it as kachim kalim. So when are you going to do the mariku shtifa? At the end of the second day. If, however, it's benois and tam, then we view it as kachim kadoshim. When are you going to do the mariku shtifa? You're going to do it at the end of the first day. Rava said, "Hamani Reb Shimoni Gevaldik." This mission is going according to Reb Shimon. The Amar Kachim Kalim ain't doing a Mariku Shtifa. According to Reb Shimon, it doesn't require Mariku Shtifa Bechlal Kachim Kalim because that is Shitas Reb Shimon. Kachim Kadoshim was only married by Kachim Kadoshim Mariku Shtifa, not Kachim Kalim. Faith Gemara Nachi Kach. Bishlam the Rav Bishlam according to Rav Hayru Diktani Oy Kachim Kadoshim Vikachim Kalim. I understand according to Reb Shimon why the Mishnah told me two cases to tell me this halacha. Right, what were the two cases? Bishul by kachim v'chulin, oy kachim v'chulin v'kachim kal. And then it's im yesh ben benois and tam, and with the edit of the Gemara, im ben benois and tam. Why do I need these two cases? So according to Rava, I'll tell you why. Because the pan of the Mishnah wanted to teach me one chiddush that I only know from the tzvaita case. The tzvaita case is kachi kadashim kachim kalam. From there I know that if it's im ben benois and tam, there's no demariku shtifa, kamash malon, stamish like Reb Shimon, that kachim kalam doesn't require mariku shtifa. Elulabai, but according to Abaya, that avadi you need mariku shtifa even by kachim kalam. And this is not a stamish no, aliba the Reb Shimon. In. And when it says in the Mishnah per the edit, they don't need Miriku Shtifa when it's any benois and tam, it just means you don't need by this man of Kachim Kadashim, but Avadi you need by this man of Kachim Kalim. So Tarte Lamali, why are you telling me two cases? Why do I need Bisho by Kachim Vichulin? I Kachim Kadashim Vichulin Kalim. Just tell me Bisho by Kachim Vichulin, and I'll know Kachim Kadashim Vichulin Kalim. Again, Mishnah is like Ravitz coming to teach me Hamani Reb Shimoni. But according to Abaya, it's not Reb Shimon. So why do I need the second case? The more it's a tzrichi, you need both cases. The Tarte Kachim Vichulin, because now said the halacha kachim v'chulin. I mean, I would have thought chulin who the mevatli kachim. Chulin is maybe able to be mevatl kachim. This whole concept of bittel in our sugya maybe is only true by kachim and chulin because chulin has the ability to be mevatl kachim. The laminayo, because it's very different. And we know whenever it comes to bittel, the more different things are, the more of a koyach it has to be mevatl. Ad kedei kach, Rabbi Yehuda Shita in Chas is min b'minoy is not even bottle at all, right? Dove sheyesh loy matirin kobi is not bottle because it's too similar to the davar mutter. In order to have a bittel, you need the two things to be different. So I would have thought kachim and chulin, which are so different, is a bittel. Avol kachim kadashim v'kachim kalim, being that they're very similar because at their core they're both kachim. Emalai, maybe there's no bittel at all. V'itana kachim kadashim v'kachim kalim, and at the Mishnah only said kachim kadashim v'kachim kalim. I mean, I would have thought kachim who dalim levtul kachim. Maybe only kachim is strong enough to be mevatel kachim. Avol chulin, but when it comes to chulin, emalai, maybe chulin does not have the ability, doesn't have the capacity to be mevatel kachim. Tzricha, that's why. Needed both cases. So the reason we have both cases according to Abaya is not because of some footnote, Negeya, Reb Shimon's halacha. No. I need it fundamentally to understand the sugi is a bittel properly. There's bittel between kachim and chulin, and there's bittel between kachim and kachim. So the next part of the Mishnah was rokik shenaga berokik. V'chatika v'chatika. So we're talking about two menaches that came in contact with each other. One was kosher, the other was pasul. Or two chatichas basar kachem that came in contact with each other. One was kosher, one was pasul. Says the Mishnah that you would think that now the kosher one becomes completely pasul. It doesn't. It's the place where they made contact. It's the place where the bliya took place. But otherwise not. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa now that's going to expand on this halacha. Tanu Rabbanan. Now, the background to this braisa is another one of the psukim in the parish of Zoyz Teres Achatas. It says, Koil ashe yiga bifsara yiktosh. Koil ashe yiga bifsara yiktosh. Anything that touches the basar of Achatas, yiktosh, says the Gemara. Koil ashe yiga yachlat lushloi bal. You would think anything that touches a carbon chatas, yiktosh, becomes kaddish. Even if there was no bliya. Meaning, two cold things touch each other, maybe it becomes Kaddish. Moshul Amad Davadoimer, Kalanegea b'mizbeach yiktosh, right? You have a very similar pasuk. Mizbeach m'kaddish is predicated on that pasuk. So there is an idea. You touch Kedusha, you become Kaddish. Has something to do with Blias? Mechatesi. So you would have thought that as long as it touches it, Afilu Shaloi Bala. Talmud Loimar, it says, Koil Acheyiga Bifsara. And from Bifsara, we learn Acheyivla Bifsara. No, it's only a problem if it's Bailea. There has to be a bliya of the chatas. But if there's no bliya, it's not going to be a problem. Yochel, you would think, you would think of a little bit of chaticha touches, maybe the entire chaticha should become pasul. Talmud Loimar, it says the word yiga, and we learn from there, hanegeya pasul. It's dafka, the place where it touched, that the psul happens. Okay, how does that play itself out? So what do you do? If only that part is pasul, but the rest of the basner is really kosher, chaitach es makam shabala, you cut off that place, right? What's known as a kedei netila, right? And then once you cut that off, it's going to be okay. Bifsara, it says, kol ha-sheyiga bifsara. We learn from there, v'loi begidin, v'loi batzamois, v'loi bekarnayim, v'loi betlafayim. It's only the basar of the chatas, but the horns, all that other stuff, that's not going to have the ability to impart any of this yiktosh. What does yiktosh mean? Liyos kamaya. It means whatever the status of the chatas is, the thing that touched it is going to take on that same status as well. Okay, so that's some Beispiel. In Psula, if the Chatas was Pasul, then Hiti Pasul. Then she too, this piece of meat that touched it is going to be Pasul as well. In Kishera, and if the Chatas was Kasher, Hiteyacha, then this Basul you're going to be allowed to eat. And what does it mean you're going to be allowed to eat it? You're going to have to eat it like the chomer of the chatas. A chatas has to be eaten for a day and a night, has to be eaten within the azara. It can only be eaten by zichrei kohuna. So all the rules and regulations that govern exactly how you eat a karma chatas is going to govern this as well. Fake the Gemara Akasha. And this next Gemara that we're about to learn is an absolute classic. It's a classic in the world of raid. 7.5 years ago in tomorrow's daf, we spoke about it. Truth is, we've spoken about this Gemara many times over the years. The Inbeis Medrash Balei Chiddush. But the Gemara now is about to ask a Bamba Kasha. So what emerges from the many halachas that we just learned in the aforementioned Braisa is that if you have a piece of kachin that's kasha and it touches a chatas that's pasul, the halacha is it's going to be yikdash kemaya. In psula hiti pasa, it's now going to be pasul. If it's pasul, it means you're not going to be allowed to eat the kachim. Right? You're not allowed to eat kachim, that's pasul. There's a loisa say if you eat kachim, that's pasul. You're not going to be allowed to eat it, it's going to be pasul. Faith the Gemara Akasha, v'amai. Why can you eat this kachim? V'nesi asei v'litchias loisa say. When a person eats kachim, he's mekayim a mitzvah esei day raisa. V'ochlu oisam asher kupar bohem. When someone eats kachim, that's pasul, he's over a loisa say in the Torah. Faith the Gemara, let the asei of achilas kachim, I'm eating a kosher piece of kachem, be doicha the loisase of the kachem posel that I'm eating, the blia of the posel the gechatos that's right now inside the kishkes of this kosher piece of meat that I'm eating. In other words, when I eat this piece of meat, on the one hand is a mitzvah, on the other hand is a avera. The mitzvah is asei deraisa, ti kachem. The avera is the mitzvah's loisa asei in the Torah. Ti kachem, that's pasul. The Gemara is arguing that it's both. It's kosher and it's pasul. Which means when I take a bite out of this, I'm doing a mitzvah and I'm doing an avera. Now what's the rule every time you do a mitzvah and an avera? Asei doicha loisa asei. Sifrei the Gemara kasha, we should say asei doicha loisa asei. Now the truth is, this is a little bit of a hard kasha to understand. First of all, you would think it's a tarufus, and it's either kosher, it's not kosher. What do you mean it's kosher and it's not kosher, right? You would think it's one or the other. Additionally, the Gemara just said, we learn from a pasuk, yikdash liyos kamoisa, in psula hiti pasal. If there's a pasuk that teaches me yikdash liyos kamoisa, so you would think it's exeris hakasav. You could tell me asei deichaloisa, say from today till tomorrow. The chayr, what the Torah seems to be telling me is that even though asei deichaloisa, say, afilu hachi, there's a halacha of yikdash liyos kamoisa, they're not going to be allowed to eat it. These two kashas and much, much more is all discussed by the Rishonim and Nachrenim on this Gemara. But we're going to learn the Gemara. Amar Rava. Rava said, I'm going to tell you the answer to this kasha. You want to know why you don't say Asei Deicha? Loisa say, because in Asei Deicha is Loisa say Shevet Mikdash. Because Nasnei has no ability to be Deicha. A Loisa say Shevet Mikdash. The Pasuk says, Ve'etzem Loisish Berubai. Okay, where does it say that? It says that regarding the Karban Pesach. You're not allowed to break the bone of a Karban Pesach. Shimon Menasi Omer. And Reb Shimon Menasi said that when it says in the Torah, Ve'etzem Loisish Berubai, what it means is Echad Etzem Sheish by Mech. It means whether the etzem has marrow inside of it, meaning there's a little bit of bus or pesach inside, or if it doesn't have. Either way, you're not allowed to break it. Meaning, what would be if you have a bone of a carbon pesach, and inside the bone of the carbon pesach, there's marech, right? Some people like that a lot. Can I break the bone to shlep arois the marech to go ahead and eat it? It sounds like no. Because Rav Shimon ben Benassia said that when the Torah said etzem loisish berubai, it means even etzem sheyesh by mayach. Said, Rava, I don't understand. Amai, nesi, esse, velitchis, loisase. Why don't we say, asnei doicha loisase? The asay of eating the carbon pesach should be doicha the loisase of etzem loisish berubai. Because when I break the bone, I'm going to get the mayach. I'll be mekayim the mitzvah of carbon pesach. Eloi, what do you have to say? Ein asay doicha loisase shevet mikdash. So Rava said, you want to know why the assay of the kachem that's kosher is not going to be doicha yikdash? It's because assay is doicha lois assay in kol ha-Torah kulo chutz mi b'mikdash. When it comes to the mikdash over there, assay is not doicha lois assay shebimikdash. Rav Ashi said a different teretz. Yikdash assayhu. The word yikdash is an assay. It's an iser assay. In assay doichas lois assay v'assay. It's true assay is doicha lois assay, but assay is not doicha lois assay v'assay. And when the Torah said kol asher Yiga b'fsori yikdash. What the Torah is saying is that it's off limits, this chatos. Not allowed to eat it. Now, it doesn't say thou shall not eat it. It says yikdash, which is b'loshen aseh. What we have then is a lois aseh v'aseh. The ein aseh. That's why there's going to be no tchiyah. So two terutz and why there's no tchiyah. According to Rava, in asei doicha, es lois asei shad mikdash. According to Ravashi, it's because yikdash is an asei. The ein asei doicha lois asei vasei. Now we just mentioned that on this Gemara, there's so much raid, and I am related raid bites. But I just want to end with one kasha. It's not the easiest kasha ever, but it's kedai. It's just one kushya atzuma that Rabbi Yosef Engel asked. That is, the Gemara in Mesnechtes Psachim, Daf Mem Gimel, Daf Mem Dalet, and this is really a Gemara that repeats itself in several places in Shas, discusses the halacha of Hetem Mitztaref Le'Eser, which, by the way, is very much related to today's Daf. We had a lot of Taruvas and Basav Echolav and Blias Aplatis in today's Daf, which is very much related to the sugi of Hetem Mitztaref Le'Eser. What is the halacha of hetem mitztaref le'eser? So really, it begins with a memor from Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabba Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol yisurim shebetayra, ein hetem mitztaref le'eser. Chutz me'isurei nazar. With the exception of isurei nazar, shari amra tayra, v'chol mishras anavim lo yishta. Ordinarily, if somebody would eat macholos asurois, and he would eat it together with something that you're allowed to eat. So somebody eats nevela, and he puts it in a sandwich. So he takes a bite out of a sandwich, there's a little bit of nevela, rachmana litzlan, and there's also a bun that this nevela's inside. If he didn't eat a kezayis of nevela, he's not going to get malchus. Chatzi shir, we know, is awesome in Atayra, but he's not going to get malchus if he didn't eat a kezayis of nevela. Even if the bun itself is mashlim, to where he ate a kezayis between the nevela and the bread, it doesn't matter. Because the bread is not inherently asa. The bread is mutter. And as a result, being that you only ate a pachas mi kezayis of nevela, even though you ate a little bit of heter together with it, it's going to be okay. The halach of hetem mitztaref le'iser states that there are times where if somebody eats iser together with heter, the heter itself is going to be mitztaref le'iser. And we'll say that even if the person ate pachas mikazayas of iser, but if he was mashlim the kazayas al yedei heter, the heter is mitztaref le'iser, and now it's going to be nechshav as if he ate a kazayas, he's even going to get malchus. So Rabbi Avo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, kol yisurim shebetayra in heter mitztaref le'iser. When it comes to every iser in the Torah, heter is not mitztaref le'iser. So if somebody eats pachas mikazayas of nevela and he eats a little bit of bread with it, he's not over the iser kazayas of nevela. Chutz mi surei nazar. The only time we say hetem and starf listen is when it comes to the nazar. The nazar the Torah said is not allowed to eat anavim, right? But the Torah didn't just say don't eat anavim. The chol mishras anavim, the Torah said lo yishta. And from the fact that the Torah said the chol mishras anavim, we learn from there that if somebody would eat anavim, a nazar, together with a davar mutter, tzizamin, the davar mutter would be mitstarif to the anavim. And it would create the shir over here, hetem mitztaref le'eser. This is the halach of hetem mitztaref le'eser. The Gemara, on the very bottom of Psachim Mem Dalam Beis, it goes to the top of Psachim Mem Heyam Aleph, asks, that I don't understand. If we have a makar in the sugya of Nazar, that heter is mitztaref le'eser, so then why don't we learn from Nazar to call it Torah Kula and say, just like by Nazar it says, V'chol mishwas anavim lo yishta, hetis mitztaref le'eser, so too in call it Torah Kula we should also say that heter is mitztaref le'eser. And the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Mishum dahave Nazar v'chatos shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad. V'chol shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad ein malandin. You're right. Really, based on the drasha of v'chol mishwas anavim lo yishta, we should say that if het is mitztaref le'iser by nazar, it's mitztaref le'iser in kol ha'tayrakul. But being that there's another time the Torah said the halacha of het is mitztaref le'iser, so it comes out the Torah didn't tell it to me once, the Torah told it to me twice. We know the rule. If the Torah tells you something twice, you can't learn nothing from it. It's what's known as kol shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad ein malandin. It's for that reason I don't have the ability to learn from Nazir that Heta is going to be Mitzdarfless and Kol Terukula. Says the Gemara, Nazir, the fact that by Nazir it says Heta Mitzdarfless Hadam Moron, I learned it from the word Mishras, Chatos Maihi. Where in the parish of the Korban Chatos does the Torah mention Heta Mitzdarfless? So the Gemara says, the Tanya, I know from the following Braisa. It says, Kol Asheyiga Bifsoro Yiktosh. Kol Asheyiga Bifsoro Yiktosh. The topic of the last part of today's daf. Yochel Zokter Braisa Afilu Loi Bala. You would think that even if somebody would take and eat basar, that touch basar of a carbon chatos, but it wasn't by Leia from it, still it would be Yikdash, Talmud Loima Bifsara. And we learn from there, Adshi Yibala Babasa. It has to be by Leia. Yikdash, what does Yikdash mean? Liyos Kemaya. She'im Psulahi Tipasel. Ve'im Ksherahi Teyachel Shechamashaba. It teaches me that in the event that something would go ahead and would touch the carbon chatas, so the halach is, it would take on the status of the carbon chatas. In the event that the carbon chatas is kosher, it would have the halach of a kosher carbon chatas. And in the event that the chatas is pasul, it would have the halach of a pasul carbon chatas. Now the Gemara over here says that why did the Torah have to tell me this halach of yikdash? To tell me that the dover that touches the chatas is bileya from the carbon chatas? Of course it's bileya from the carbon chatas. Why would you think not? Must be, it's coming to teach me the halacha of hetim mitzdar flaser. This is the Gemara. So, says the Gemara, it's true that by Nazir you see hetim mitzdar flaser, and you would think that if by Nazir hetim mitzdar flaser, we should now take Nazir and apply it to all machalos asuros and say, mamotzinu ben Nazir hetim mitzdar flaser. So, tubakala terakula, you can't. Because Nazir and chatos are shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, and kol shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad eimalamdin. You have it sai by Nazir, and I have it by Chatos as well. By Nazir, I have Mishras. By Chatos, I have Yikdash. Yikdash is coming to teach me Liyos Kamaya. What does it mean, Liyos Kamaya? The halacha of Hetem Etzar Flesser. By the way, if you look at Rashi in today's daf on the top of Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, two lines from the top, Umikan Onu Lemeidem Hetem Etzar Flesser Bekotchem. Rashi quotes this Gemara that it's from here that we learn the halach of hetem etzdar fleiser, because that's what Yikdash is coming to teach me. Not just that there's blias of platis that are going to transfer from one to the other, but at the end of the day, I know from here the halacha of hetem etzdar fleiser. Now the Gemara goes and the Gemara cheshbens a little bit more, and the Gemara says like this: what's the aside always of ein shnei ksuvim abach? If you can learn from Mishras, then why would the Torah have to write Chatas, right? And if I can learn from Chatas, why would the Torah have to write Mishras? So from the fact that the Torah told me twice, that's a right, you can't learn from the one. So the Gemara goes on Cheshmas. The Gemara says, Bishloima had it said Chatas, I wouldn't necessarily know to learn Nazir. Because you could always argue, maybe by Chatos, which is Kachem, there had the Mitzdar Flaser. But when it comes to Nazir, which is not Kachem, maybe not. But Lichta Brachmana ben Nazir, Vitesi Chatos Vitigmar Mine. Why don't you? Must be, it's because you're not allowed to learn from Nazir, and that's how I know that even though Het is Mitzdarif Le'isr ben Nazir, but it's not true by Kol HaTorah Kulo. From the fact that the Torah wrote Yikdash by Chatos, must be I can't learn from Nazir, because if I can learn from Nazir, the Torah would not have to tell me Yikdash b'chatos, because it's anyways something I would know from Nazir. Oh, must be it's the Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad, the Chok Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad Ein Malam. The freak Rav Yosef Engel, I don't understand. Rav Ashi said in our Gemara that the word Yikdash teaches me something very important. You know what it teaches me? Not only that this Blias Aplatis, not only that this Hetem Etzdar Flaser, it teaches me that this is an Aseh. Lamay Nafkemina? I'll tell you the Nafkemina. Aseh is Doichalois Aseh, but Aseh is not Doichalois Aseh Vaseh. Well, if that's the case, Vazok the Gemara, that Yikdash is a Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad. And that's why I can't learn from Nazir to Kol HaTorah Kulo. That Het is Mitzdarif Lisser, because if I can learn from Nazir, then why do I need Yikdash by Chatos? Let me learn Chatos Gufa from Nazir. Lailam, I'll tell you, I could learn from Nazir. It's not a Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad. So why did Torah tell me the word Yikdash? Because included included in Yikdash is an aseh. And that aseh is a very important aseh that I would never know from Mishras. And the Torah is telling me the word Yikdash, so I should know there's no tchia when it comes to halachos of eating a carbon that's possible, based on the fact that you have the regular lois aseh, you're never allowed to eat kachim that's possible. And I also have the aseh of Yikdash. So vaz zok de gemara in psachim emhei that Hetem mitzaref leiser mishras and yikdash ashnei ksuvim aban keechad ve'im melamdin lechayra. Rashi said in Zvachim Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis that the word yikdash is coming to teach me not only that this blius of platis, not only a chiddush and ilchis taruvus, but a halacha in terms of minyan mitzvahs. Yikdash is an asay and a chabsa nafkamina in the world of esedai chalois asay. Well, if that's the case, the word is not extra. It's not a shnei ksuvim aban ke'echad. You should be able to be melamed l'chayru the sugya in psachim memhei and the sugya in zvachim tzadik zayin are not talking to each other. This is the kasha the Rabbi Yosef Engel asked. Now, you want to know how much of a geschmack Rabbi Yosef Engel had in this kasha? Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a whole sefer. He wrote a whole sefer. The sefer is called Ayin Panim LaTorah, 70 Terutzim to this kasha. Now, what is this reminiscent of? This is reminiscent of another sefer that Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote that's also very much Negeya Kachem de Galacha. That sefer was called Gvura Shmoinim. So Rabbi Yosef Engel had a sense of humor as well. That was called Gvura Shmoinim, where he wrote 80 terutzim to a different bamba kasha. Remember that kasha? That kasha was according to the mandama that holds that bailam amefaglin. So every time a woman brings her minchas soita, her minchas kanois, she always has the ability, als the bailam, to have a machsheves pigel, which is going to knock out the mincha. If you knock out the mincha's mivareres of, and the meis soita is not going to work. And even if she's guilty, she's not going to blow up, and everything is going to be okay. Right? That was Rabbi Yosef Engel's bamba kasha, and he wrote a sefer called Gvurish Shmainim, 80 terutzim to that. That kasha. Well, here he stopped by 70. Trust me, there were more terutzim than where these 70 came from. But Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a sefer called Ayin Panim LaTorah, where he said 70 terutzim to this kasha. Every single one of his terutzim are al derech pilpul, kedarkei bakodesh. This is not mamish to Bessi Yosef's kasha of why is Chanukah 8 days? It should have been 7 days, right? Which has svarim and svarim that were written trying to be miyash of this kasha. We're learning zvachim. These kashas are a little bit more intense. L'chayra, yikdash, shnei ksuvim, abon, kechad, im lamdin. I need it for the assays. So you shouldn't say asay taychalois asay b'mikdash per the Gemara in Zvachim Tzadik Zayin of a base. This is maybe not the type of kasha you could say over at the next Chanukah party, but at the same time, tayrihi velumoid anu tzrichem. It's a bamba kasha from Yosef Engel. If you want to see what a goyin oylam Rabbi Yosef Engel was, also if you want to get a little chalish sadas, just go through a little bit of the Mahalchim of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Each one is mamish tola kol teira kula al regal achas. But regardless, this is at the very least the kasha, the backdrop to Rabbi Yosef Engel's sefer Ayin Panim LaTorah.